Hi, I'm Whitney Clark.
Hello, I'm Nick Clark.
We are in South Courtright, New York.
Families are complicated. Not an easy thing to sort of sum up in a soundbite, I guess. But I think what makes our family strong is just how natural everything feels. It's like it was meant to be. I don't know how else to say it without being really cheesy. But I haven't really asked any questions about it. It's just been sort of in a flow. But, you know, we do both come from families that are still together, and they're very much sort of part of our lives.
Families are complicated. I will reiterate that. They're incredibly supportive. And even though I've tried to climb out of the box several times, they still love you no matter what. Even though they may disagree with your choices at the time, they will still be there for you and love you. I rebelled a lot and there was a lot of tension, but they're still there now and we have such a great relationship, more understanding as different people, different ways of life, different ways of thinking, but still incredibly supportive and loving. I grew up in South Carolina in a small town. Everyone knew each other, somewhat similar to here. There was always a bit of pressure to be like the other person, to dress like the other person, to behave like the other person, to do the same thing. And I felt a bit trapped. And so when I had the opportunity, I left to go to New York, to the biggest city, with so many different people, where you could be whoever you wanted to be. And that was freedom to me. So part of breaking away from my older self was I had to go find myself, whoever that person was. And they didn't understand it, but yet they allowed me to do it in a way. They gave me the space to do it. My dad even took me to Guatemala to drop me off to go do the 40 days of silence. And I remember him sobbing, crying as he was leaving, just uncontrollably crying. And so afraid for me to leave me in this place that he wasn't comfortable with, that he didn't know or understand. But when I came back, we had that trip together, which was so memorable and lasting. And I found myself in a way, and he was so happy for me. And so was my mom. I just found a sense of peace and confidence in myself that I didn't have before, but also confidence in not knowing who I was and being okay with that.
I think maybe I just saw in myself that I was never gonna be ready, just sort of something you can only do if you just jump in. So we sort of decided to start trying. Whitney got pregnant and we had Lola, and it was just certainly the most life-changing thing you could ever experience. It just completely flipped our lives on its head, and it became not about us. And all of a sudden, you're just in charge of, I think we both experienced it a little bit, leaving the hospital, and you've got sort of a nurse or something helping you push. I think they pushed her out in a wheelchair and were holding, and then one of the nurse's aides or something was carrying the car seat that we'd inexpertly put Lola in. And then once we got out the door, sort of handed me the car seat and sort of waved goodbye. And I was like, what, you're not coming with, you can't, can you come with us in the car? Like, what do we do once we're in here? And we got in the car and attached the car seat and closed the door, and it was just sort of silent for a minute. And I was like, guess we'll go home. And we drove to our house and got there and just sort of stared at the baby for 6 months.